This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
G'day. We're talking all this week about giving. And you know, when it comes to your life, the natural tendency of our lives is to be self-centered, to be self-focused. And what God wants is for you to be God-focused and other-focused. You remember Jesus said the greatest commandment in Scripture is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second most important is to love your neighbor as yourself. God wants you focused outward. As long as you are a self-centered Christian, you are missing the whole point of being a Christian. God so loved that he gave, and he wants you to so love that you give. This morning I want us to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, a few verses starting in verse 6. Here's what the Apostle Paul writes to the Corinthians in this passage of Scripture. He says, "Now this I say, he who sows sparingly," and here he's talking about financial giving, "he who sows sparingly shall also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Let each one do just as he has purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." What is God's message to us today from this passage? God wants you to give from your heart, not out of guilt. Sometimes we feel so pressured about our giving, don't we? We feel guilty, and so we pull out our wallet or pull out our checkbook, and we give because we're guilty. Well, that's not the motivation God wants for you. God wants you giving out of an overflow of your heart. But notice, the Lord isn't saying to us today to just follow your heart. Our hearts are way too full of selfishness when it comes to using our money, aren't they? Rather, he tells us to purpose in your hearts. That is, our hearts don't have to just move down the path of our selfish desires. Your heart is not uncontrollable. You can decide what to set your heart on. You can decide to pursue God with all your heart, to love him more than anything else in your life, to make his things matter to you. Do you know, once your heart is set on God and his concerns, then your whole life will follow. That's why your heart is so important. And that purposeful heart is what God wants for you. He wants your giving to flow not from some attempt to balance your selfishness out with some goodness, but rather from your heart's concerns. Concerns that have been set by your choice to focus on God and to love him in your life. Worship him freely with your wallet, not just with your words, but decide to be a cheerful giver. Purpose in your heart to focus all of your life on the things of God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.